Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. Back with us today, Brian Rodriguez, co-host of the PS I Love Hoffman podcast.
Hi, everyone.
We are watching Honeymoon in Vegas today from 1992. We've already watched Andrew Bergman's other film, It Could Happen to You, on Cage Club Revisited. But now we are watching his earlier work, Cage, Sarah Jessica Parker, James Caan, Honeymoon in Vegas, also in Hawaii. We're watching the Blu-ray today. Mike, you want to get us going?
Here we go.
Three, two, one, play.
One of my all-time favorite Cage performances.
You really like this movie more than I do. I'm going to see if I like this.
I love it. It's Madcap Cage. It's like cartoon Cage.
I've seen this movie a lot. It's not like one of my favorite Cage movies, but it's enjoyable and fun.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Is that a subtitle?
New York Hospital,
yes,
1987. This is where I was born.
Cross it off.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
The same year, too.
Same year, same city.
Hey, look, there's you.
What the hell?
Imagine if Cage walked by you as a baby and you never knew it.
Oh, then I could be like a more featured guest. I would have starred in a film with Cage. I could have my own interview episode.
So this kind of like his brother in Moonstruck. He's about to see his mom.
Is this a flashback?
No, it's not a flashback. Plus, that's Anne Bancroft.
Oh, wow.
That's who's credited, Anne Bancroft.
So I've got to say, got to put these subtitles on blast. This Blu-ray subtitles are not great.
They are tiny.
No. Very small.
No.
Yes. But his mom is like, as long as I'm alive, you'll never get married. And so it's kind of like...
Is that mysticism?
Is that an overreaction?
Well, there's plenty. This whole movie is filled with overreactions, so we will get there.
Has she been in a Cage film with him before? Anne Bancroft?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. She is amazing.
Can you turn it up just a little bit?
I didn't mean to have the volume like off or anything.
Yeah, we just need to be able to hear if we...
She's doing a bad accent.
I'm trying to see if we are accentuating an oddly specific word.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Her eyes are so wide.
Oh, my God.
Those are her crazy eyes, if you have them.
I'm not gonna count overreaction because his mom. He thinks his mom's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's like the appropriate.
Oh, I forgot about these crazy credits.
Cartoon credits.
Too. Yeah, like
Now the question is Nicolas Cage top billed?
I think he is, isn't he?
He's not
Nicolas
on the posters,
Cage, Sarah Jessica Parker,
but he
and
is
James
in different
Caan.
Places. It's debatable right now. We're gonna find out.
I mean, he's the lead.
So I won the last bingo game. I really want to win this bingo game. I want to go. I want to be undefeated.
James Caan.
Damn. That's so not fair, though.
I only give to him because of age. I mean, yes, he was Sonny in The Godfather.
His agent probably was like, no, if Caan's going to be in this, he's got to be top billing. This is Sonny.
Ooh.
You don't have animated sequence on this bingo board?
Sonny?
Sonny from The Godfather, yeah.
Cage was in a movie called Sonny. Cage directed a movie
right.
called Sonny.
Cage directed a movie
They've
called
They've both
Sonny.
Been Sonny, then. Oh, I love me some Pat Morita.
Actually, no, he wasn't. James Franco was Sonny. Oh. Cage was acid yellow.
You know who's
that.
Good in this is the other guy, Young Frankenstein. Wow. Peter Boyle's in this. He's amazing
in
this.
Discussing that while you were
Which
out
I was just saying to
As
Brian, yeah, because we talked about it on the last episode about how Cher was sort of referenced in one of the most famous X-Files episodes of all time, Postmodern Prometheus. Peter Boyle is in another one of the X-Files' most famous movies or famous episodes of all time.
You know, you mentioned that on the Full Frontal episode because he predicted that Mulder would die of
autoerotic
asphyxiation. And
which is how he dies in that movie or something?
I think he ends up being strangled. There's some sexual kink to the reason he died.
How do you guys feel about animated intros?
I love them. I can name a couple. So there's the Better Off Dead one.
Better Off Dead, yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids has a good one. Adventures in Babysitting has one. I feel like there was a time.
I love Adventures in Babysitting, by the way. That's a good one, right?
Well,
my problem with Adventures in Babysitting is that the opening to it, Elizabeth Shue saying, you know, he loves me, or whatever the... What's the song she's dancing to in the very beginning?
Christina Applegate.
Adventures
in Babysitting. I'm thinking of The Babysitter's Dead.
Here's some Cage voiceover if anybody
has it.
Don't
stop the
babysitter. Don't stop. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, I got them. But Adventures of Babysitting. Oh.
Does anybody have Cage voiceover? Because this is Cage voiceover.
Oh my god,
that's a crazy one. I'm going to get back to you on that song.
No, I had it in the last one. Oh, I have it. Yes.
Cage in a crazy disguise.
We have Undercover Cage. There he is. Love the mustache.
But yeah, Peter Boyle was in Clyde Bruckman's Final Repose of the X-Files, which is a really, really, really great episode.
We start in New York again, almost in the same exact place as we left in Moonstruck.
My wife is having an affair with Mike Tyson.
This guy's got a really weird tiny pin on his lapel there. I like the tie. Is that a peach tie or a pear tie? What is going
on with this tie? Oh my goodness. That is an old bag of Doritos.
And you're not just talking about the woman.
Huh?
And you're not just talking about the woman.
Cage is a private investigator.
What is this guy from?
Oh, man. So much.
Nicolas Cage? He's been in a bunch of things.
No, I've seen him before. He was in G-Force, correct?
He's a big New York character actor, dude. Robert Costanzo.
Then he kissed me. When she's in her room.
Oh, then he kissed me.
When she's in her room waiting for, what's his face? The guy. Guy from Get Out. Guy from Trophy Wife. Guy from Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Nope.
No.
Bradley Whitford,
yes.
When she's waiting for him to pick her up, and she's just, like, dancing and adorable, and, like, putting the veil, like, her, you know, her bed's, like, drapery or whatever as a veil, and she's, like, pretending to get married, and, like, it's just adorable and perfect, and then the rest of the movie isn't as good as that, which is just disappointing.
So, Brian, I know that guy best from Total Recall. You blabbed about Recall, Quaid.
Yes.
You blabbed about Recall.
Oh, I am.
You blabbed about Mars.
I am crossing off overreaction. I mean, it's all, but, like, you know, he thinks. Red sports car?
I wouldn't count it as a sports car. It was red, though.
Okay. But we have an overreaction in that the guy thought his wife was having an affair with Mike Tyson. So I'm crossing that off. She's so young here.
Yeah, she's young. Are you guys Sarah Jessica Parker fans? You said you like Divorce.
You know what?
I love Divorce.
I never watched Sex in the City. You know, it's not my Game Boy original style. I liked her in when she would pop up in stuff like Footloose, like through the 80s and things. I never really tracked her. I like her in this. I like her as an actress. I just don't really think anything like kind of special about her, really.
She's not great in the Zac Efron vehicle New Year's Eve.
I even forgot she was in that. So many people in that. Even De Niro sucks in that.
Bread
movie.
From Moonstruck. I wish this was a...
Bread.
I wish you went into the same rant.
They just passed the same bakery.
Johnny Camerari returns from a previous film. Is Bread a character that returned from a previous film?
Bread's the fifth character.
Murray's Cheese Shop. A great cheese shop in the village. Probably the best cheese shop in the country, I'd say. I'm a big cheese guy. Murray's right there.
My nephew is a huge cheese. He likes like cheese trays and all that stuff.
Oh, bring him to Murray's.
Old Pepsi cans. He's gambling.
Gambling. He'll be gambling a lot more in this movie.
This is a good setup.
Gambling. Damn. I thought I would take this one, and I don't have one yet.
I love the 8-ball jacket.
Oh man. Why don't I like this movie more?
See, it, like, really, he really goes for it in this. He gets so silly.
It really...
I enjoy, like you said, you're right, romantic comedy Cage is an awesome Cage.
He's the best Cage.
I think, I don't know what happened, I think the power of the action trilogy did something to his persona where he didn't get as many chances to play a lighter character anymore, like to play fun or funny. Because a lot of the stuff after that is along the more serious line.
100%.
And it's unfortunate.
He was in good movies for about a decade after the... I mean, he's still in some good movies from time to time. But he was in good movies for about a decade after the action trilogy. But you're right, Mike. Like, it's just all mostly dramas.
Yeah, yeah. Like, adaptation
Cage,
really sticks out.
Cage
is shirtless.
Do I have that? Oh my god, I'm just dying here. I do not have that.
I'm also going to count that as nudity.
Nudity? Okay, if we're counting that as nudity, fine.
Whatever gender is nude.
So I didn't know
topless
how
cage
much
is nude.
Nude.
I know.
You need to see it.
You didn't need to see it to cross off nudity.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I was waiting
for it. Did we ever...
Full penetration.
Did we ever get Cage rear in any... I forget.
Oh, I'm almost certain we see Cage butt at some point.
I know he's in those black underwear a few movies.
We've seen him in thongs a lot.
Yeah, he wears like tight black briefs in so many movies.
It's very strange. Cage running, Cage in the rain, is this a thing?
Another voiceover if you forgot it before.
It's pretty much been voiceover nonstop since this movie began.
Which I generally don't like in films, but is working here.
Well, we wish we
especially
had more
since
of it.
It drops. They drop the voiceover completely in about a scene or so.
Oh, this guy's in Ace Ventura.
Yeah, there's another New York kid out there. He plays a dentist in this movie, a dentist and a bookie, which is quite a combo.
I was listening to the George.
Everybody needs a side hustle. Everyone needs a side
hustle. For the movie that's mostly Vegas, Hawaii, it does have like a very New York feel.
Well, that's what's cool is like it grounds itself very early on. Like, oh, we're going to be in New York for the movie, and then nope, we leave it and never come back. Like, we're going to go to
this
very,
very much
exotic
looks like
locales.
A set, though.
Yeah, it could probably be a soundstage.
Did you guys in your research or your film watching know why he picked the name Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Because he loves Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is his favorite comic book character. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. Because he wanted to separate himself. He didn't want to have to, he didn't want to get parts just because his uncle is Francis Ford Coppola.
And I respect that.
So he wanted to change his name.
He still ended up getting some parts just because he was...
Well, he was in two of his uncle's movies.
Yeah.
Three of his uncle's movies.
Three. What three?
Rumblefish. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the third one?
Those are the two I was
It's
thinking.
The Uncle Francis trilogy.
We did
Cotton Club.
Cotton Club.
Cotton Club.
Yeah, Richard, primarily a Richard Gere joint.
Cage dies in that one.
Cage gets riddled with bullets in a phone booth.
Yeah, like in a mob-style execution, because it's in like the 30s.
Never seen it, but I've seen the poster.
I remember it not being great.
It's not entirely successful, but
Cage
moments.
Seen as like a greased-up gangster.
Yeah. And I remember when we recorded that episode, my main line was, now that Cage is out of this film, I'm just sort of, like, done. Like, that one in particular, like, it just keeps going and going. James Remar is in that, too. Like, he comes back in a few movies. That one actually has a few people who come back.
Does it count? Oh, nice proposal. Does it count that?
See, that's a
better proposal?
Better than in public, and right?
No, that's
better,
honestly.
Much
that's
much more romantic than is. Moonstruck.
Las Vegas. Have you guys been to Las Vegas?
Many a time.
Yeah.
My brother's there right now as we're
awesome,
recording.
Yeah. I love Vegas.
We got Bruce Springsteen, so we got Elvis or the Beatles or Bruce Springsteen.
I'm trying to plan I think I'm going to go back for my 40th.
Wait, what'd you cross off?
Elvis or
no,
the Beatles.
It's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
You dick.
Yeah, what are you doing? You'll get Elvis.
Elvis is going to come anyway eventually.
I know,
so
you can keep
it
crossed off. We got tiny Elvis.
I can't uncross it anyway.
Or
it's
little
make,
Elvis.
That's
tiny
in,
Elvis.
Vegas is a place that changes so much that I like watching
Elvis,
it on film.
He's on screen anyway, so there you go.
Elvis impersonator.
Last time I was there was 2011. And I had gone like almost every year since 2003, maybe. Almost every year. I was on like a Vegas run for a decade for some reason. And it's not like I was a big gambler either. I just loved to hang out there.
I've gone out there for CES for the last 5 years. I didn't go this year. I was down in Orlando, but so I was there a year ago. It's a cheap-looking suit.
James Caan. There's all the Elvises.
Elvis got a lot of Elvises there.
So there's a James Caan connection to it. He played in a movie called The Gambler, where he was like an obsessive, nonstop gambling junkie kind of guy. And in this one, he gambles for people.
Look at all these Elvises here. It looks like a freaking zoo.
I wish I just had
an Elvis zoo. Oh,
Tony
Shalhoub
in a nice Jerry curl.
Is he in another Cage movie?
No.
Now, when you say return, it has to be in a.
No, we're saying that's what we said. That's what we discussed last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's past or present or future.
All the entire time. Okay.
Just in another
Cage
movie.
Gotcha. 100%.
Oh, Twin Peaks connection, Mr. Jackpots.
Oh God! Hello.
I am not doing well.
Thank you, Mr. Jackpots.
So James Caan, I believe, he's in some films that Nicolas Cage's uncle directed, or
he was in.
Yeah, but there
he was in a small
those.
Movie. I don't know if you've heard of it called The Godfather. It's pretty popular. Like that band of ne'er-do-wells from England who had a couple hit songs. I think they were named
Airplane.
After an insect.
But I knew I was getting that.
Uh-oh.
You win?
I think I have bingo, guys. Okay, Cage voiceover,
yep.
Airplane, Free Space, his
Damn
mom's
it.
Bad accent, and subtitles.
Are we counting that bad accent?
We don't?
Yeah.
Fine.
That might be the quickest. That's a
wow.
13 or 14
so
minute bingo.
Bye, guys.
And
thanks
that's one of the
me.
Few bingos that we have with the Free Space. I feel like the Free Space has
oh,
not
yeah.
been involved in too many bingos.
Well, let's see how many we can get, then.
This is going to be a bingo smorgasbord.
I don't think there's been a earlier bingo except for the film Next. When we did Next, like, we all got bingo.
I still think this might have been quicker.
Oh, okay.
What happens if all three of us get it eventually?
Then we just relax and enjoy
the movie. Consider, do you consider Poolside to be the beach?
I would have last time when I had it.
They're going to be at the beach, yeah. They have
I'm going to get it because I think, doesn't little Elvis like play, because somebody's playing a musical instrument and sing, and then when we get to the beach, I'm going to have a bingo too. So I'm for sure going to get a bingo on this.
That's not the beach. You'll get the beach though in Hawaii.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't have it yet. I didn't cross it off yet.
I was going to say.
This is weird. This I love it because it's so weird, but the fact that his dead wife looks exactly like Sarah Jessica Parker,
it's
so weird.
Oh.
No, like, look, like, this is, he's looking at Sarah Jessica Parker and he sees his ex-wife.
Did she play the ex-wife?
Yes, she played the ex-wife too. And she apparently died of skin cancer because she said she sat out in the sun too much or something. And that is why, it's not her personality, it's nothing. It's purely superficial. You look like my dead ex.
She got her tan and oil, sit out by the pool.
She still got a nice personality in the film.
Oh, she's a great person.
That's not why he likes her.
But yeah. He's starting the relationship. He's basing it on a superficial level. The other guy looks like
Artie
Lang.
I'm going to consider that overt sexism.
Is that Artie Lang?
Okay.
Is that Artie Lang?
No.
No, it can't be.
No.
But I'm saying.
It looks like the dentist from New York. Is it or is it not?
No, it does. It's not. That guy had like grayer hair, but they had the same sort of Goomba faces.
So many Elvis.
They must have had every
Elvis.
Isn't
the plural of Elvis is Elvi? E-L-V-I-I?
Is it? I thought it was Elvis's. But it could be Elvi.
It is Artie Lang.
So then what's Elvira?
The feminine possessive.
Mistress of the dark.
Yeah, I was going to say the mistress
That's
of the dark.
That's funny, feminine possessive, because she is... Hey, is that Ving Rhames?
No, it's Evander Holyfield.
Damn it, I was trying to get a return.
Is that Evander Holyfield?
I think
it... I don't know, it was like blurry.
I don't think it's a real champ. I think that's why it's supposed to be like a fake champ. But...
The Other Side of Midnight. Uh-oh.
He's got it bad.
He's got it bad. He's got and it it's bad. Not, He's got it bad.
She's like 30 years younger than your dead ex, too.
Even better. She's alive and younger.
That's overt sexism.
Oh, wait. Look at the Middle Eastern Elvises.
Yeah.
And everyone with the turbans on.
Yeah, that's
funny. Never saw that before.
Her legs. It's Donna. Cool.
Indian.
Oh, she comments on it. How swift he was, Blue Calcutta.
he said bedspread in an
accentuating. That's accentuating.
Yeah, can accentuating. I get oddly
Yoo-hoo!
He doesn't
get a room.
He doesn't do enough of that these days.
I think the closest we came to it recently is maybe The Trust, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get everyone of these boxes.
I don't even know.
No,
this is the Alibaba
suite. I can't get Cage top building credits.
Yeah. And he doesn't die.
It's not an adaptation.
That's an amazing suite.
It is an adaptation of a... What's it called?
Indecent Proposal.
Whoa, what's
Indecent
with the tusks? Though. I never noticed the ivory tusk.
Art.
Do we have...
$120 a night.
That's hilarious. I remember the last time I split a suite with my brother, it was like $2,000 a night or something like... To get that.
How much was it, they said?
$120 a night. He knows a deal through Sally Moore's or something.
Wow.
There's some nudity, too.
Nudity.
Some nice.
I love
JP
the back. The Cage hamburger meat is one of my favorite aspects of the Cage body, you know.
What are you talking about?
The little chest hair.
Oh. You call it the hamburger meat?
Yeah, that's what they call it in the streets.
Oh.
I'm not on the streets a lot, so...
Not anymore. Back in
no,
the day.
No, not since I was taken off the streets as a youngster. When I used to cruise the streets.
Have you ever... I won't get intimate, but have you ever slept in a bed with a mirror above it?
Not above it. But, like, above the backboard for some reason.
I think I've done that.
The mirror there.
This is reminding me of the beginning of Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, where Philip Seymour Hoffman's watching himself bang Mercy.
Yeah,
And, like, posing. Instead of looking at his beautiful wife, he's, like, looking at himself, like, overweight in the mirror. Like,
see, that would bother me, though. Like, I don't want a mirror above my bed.
I never thought that was, like, a real thing. I always thought that was just, like, a fake thing made up for movies. It was so stupid. And then as I got older, I realized, you know, it's watch yourself have sex and stuff. But then even then, I was like, I don't know about that. Like,
just to get into the logistics of that, though. If to see yourself, you have to be lying down, right?
Or tilting your head back.
Or to...
Yeah,
I guess. I guess you could be doing that, but either way, you're just seeing back, right?
Yeah, you're out of the moment. I mean, I don't understand.
It's nothing that you can't see by just looking.
Look, it's...
Oh, no, it's not
it's
a better
further
view,
away.
It's
yeah,
view.
Everything's further away, like...
Bally's. So Bally's at the time, my mother was a travel agent. Well, my mother's been cited a lot on this podcast. She was a travel
who
agent.
Are you, Kyle?
Yeah,
is
I feel
Bally's
like
still
feel like very
around?
Much a Kyle thing. I don't talk about my mother hardly on PS. I Love Hoffman. This podcast with you guys, it's all about my mom. But she was a travel agent. She told me like at the time, like Bally's was like the hot new place
okay,
there.
So it was new then.
Yeah, it's not like new now. It's like one of the worst now on the strip.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it's still there. Like, didn't they destroy it for part of the new Bourne movie? They were like given permission to destroy like the.
Oh,
the
I think they're renovating it or maybe something. It's open, I don't know.
Yeah, now this would be at like the Wynn or something like
they,
that.
Yeah, they were really pushing.
Even now, the
Wynn
is kind of like almost a decade old.
More,
like,
I think.
Yeah, it's
But it's still like the nicest hotel or one of the nicest
but,
hotels out there.
I mean, they had the recession, so they didn't build anything for like 5 years.
Well, they had to tear something down because it was like blocking.
Yeah,
it's
city center.
Yeah.
But, like it wasn't like something proof. I'm a Cosmopolitan guy, like Caesars.
I didn't stay at the. I liked the Cosmos really nice. I didn't stay there. I wherever my brother would stay, I would be there. So I've been to Mandalay and the Wynn and.
It was
the Aria. The Aria is really nice.
Yeah, I like Aria. I'm a buffet guy, though. I like
next to the Aria now is the Vidara, which is like a business hotel, which is beautiful. It's like the Aria without the smoke.
When I went to the... Yeah,
or
I
the
can't
casino.
Stand the
like,
smoke.
You just walk in the elevators in front of you. It's like, oh, this is like what a hotel should be.
It's funny, when I went to the Aria, Joey was going to Vegas like a year later or something, and I told him about they had a Jack Daniel's milkshake there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
By the time he got there, it was off the menu.
It was, wow. It was the Brass Monkey, I think, right? Wasn't
yeah,
that it?
Yeah, that was the name of the place, right?
No. That was the name of the drink. It was,
oh,
it
that's
was
the name of the drink?
Yeah, it was
so
a Jack Daniel's alcoholic milkshake.
And if you guys follow college basketball, this is UNLV legendary coach Jerry Tarkanian at this table.
I would not have recognized him. The old guy.
The bald guy there.
That guy.
Yeah, this one here in the blue suit. That is NCAA basketball legend Jerry Tarkanian.
Is this weird? I didn't know it was called the Brass Monkey because there's already a drink called Brass Monkey.
I think it's called the Brass Monkey. I think. Maybe it's anyway, maybe that was the place.
That shit knocked me on my ass for the rest of the day.
So he was invited to this room on purpose, obviously.
Right.
Oh, there's a reoccurring... The guy with the white silver hair... He's in It Could Happen to You, and he's also in Sunny. He comes back.
So someone returns?
Someone returns.
Someone returns. Okay.
He's talking to... he's in Sunny. He gives the scene... Oh. He's
Cage tells.
Talking to that old guy right before he... oh, he's wearing two pairs of glasses. One in his head and one in his eyes.
Do you have a Cage wears a fun shirt category?
Nope.
I feel like he wears fun shirts a lot.
We should just have, like, a wacky wardrobe or something like that. Cage's wacky wardrobe. Look at that shirt. That is a shirt.
All right, I'll write down wacky wardrobe.
Later, Elvis.
I'm just looking forward to Bruno Mars. They're goading him into playing more. You know, this is the beginning of the end.
I'm surprised they didn't hustle him instead. I mean, they beat him.
Yeah.
And then they give him a marker, and then he loses even more. Like, the whole thing should be like, look how much you're winning. Like, give us a chance to win our money back.
No, I mean, I feel like they want him to be in the hole, though, because then that's why he's like, let me take you on a date with, let me go on a date with your wife.
Yeah, I just would assume that, like, he would have, like, all that, he'd be feeling good because he's winning big,
yeah.
And then he'd go on one big bet, all in, and then he couldn't cover it, and James Conn's like, well,
because why doesn't he just walk away here?
Because he
got talked to, yeah, because James Conn's like, you're playing well, just, you know, buy back in.
He's
a real Molly's game situation.
He's seduced.
I like the color. Color palette in general for this film, a lot of bright.
It's a good comedy color palette, you know. For comedies, you got to keep it bright.
But it's not neon.
No, it's
cool. It's like just floral. It's almost more Hawaiian than anything else.
Yeah,
like the
it gets there.
Oh, this Elvis is back.
So you saw that Jerry Tarkanian bit the towel that was like his move while he was coaching on the sideline.
Oh, that's so weird.
This is like
into this.
This is like interior. Early 90s basketball.
It makes sense because they're shooting in Las Vegas, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when we were watching The Yards, they were shooting that in Queens, and there's one shot where Keith Hernandez is, like, in a scene, you know?
Oh,
and it's
awesome.
Like, oh, he's only there because they're shooting in Queens.
So those are two glasses, you're saying, or just a really thick pair of...
No, he's got
one on his head, too.
He's got one on his head.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they both have the same color shades.
Yeah.
You know
he sees the world in, what do they say?
Rose-colored glasses.
He literally does.
Oh, Big Full game. House.
Artie Lang's not impressed.
Is the game rigged?
Yeah, right? I assume
Or is he just, is James Caan just very good at cards?
Well, he is the gambler.
Well, it's not explicitly said that they rigged the game, but he's just a better gambler. He's got a better hand.
I mean, there is a little bit of a element. I guess there is like an element of chance, like they're gonna that he's gonna fail. Because I mean, like on a long enough timeline, he'll be able to beat Cage most of the time. But you know, Cage can have a straight flush like this and still lose.
He is about to be an exasperated or broken man.
If.
Is this a PG-13 movie or is this rated R? So that was the one. Oh, yeah, Mike just said off camera that he, or off mic, that there was an F-bomb in the movie, so I realized that that wasn't actually picked up on the
movie.
Yeah,
that's it. So, it's interesting, like, right? I'm trying to figure out this gambling thing, and I know I'm thinking about it too much.
What are you trying to figure out?
If it's rigged or not.
Oh, well, I mean, all I know for sure is he's splashing the pot, which in John Malkovich's Game at Rounders, you do not do. Although John Malkovich will splash the pot whenever the fuck he wants.
So, I mean, if it's rigged, are these guys going to get their money back? Artie Lang guy knows about it.
This feels like a very complicated way to get on a date with Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, it could be like, hey, you just won so much money, why don't we go out to dinner? And then he meets up with them and be like, oh, why don't we go there? And then he wins her over, like, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, I feel like it is a very complicated roundabout way.
I mean, that's part of the funny, though, is how elaborate and ridiculous the whole thing about it is. Like, yeah, they could have done this a lot easier.
I feel like this is kind of like, this is slowing the movie down to an extent where I'm just like, I'm not into this.
Well, I think if we were listening to it, it would play a lot better. Like, this game just, you know, the run through the game pretty quickly, I feel. That right after this, then the movie is off and running.
That's true.
Well, they've been at this table for 7 minutes.
Have they really?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, they keep cutting back to
for like a second. They're just like sitting around the phone trying to call Cage or whatever.
If my PS I Love Hoffman partner was here, Kyle Reinfeldt, he would be commenting that he does not find Sarah Jessica Parker attractive, but this movie would be changing his mind because of the top she's wearing. Not my words, but I guarantee that's what he would say.
But yeah, my other co-host, Joe Tude, does not find her attractive either. He calls her a very nasty name that I will not.
Oh, so there's... I've always found her to be quite attractive, to be honest with you, but then I'm watching Ed Wood, and she's in Ed Wood, and she's reading a review of herself, and she goes, "They say I look like a horse?"
Yeah, that's
And that
the,
was
that's
her
the,
commenting on the cruelty yeah. that most people...
I didn't realize
that.
That's
I never...
Joe calls her horse face.
Yeah.
Yes, so does Kyle. Maybe they should do a Sarah Jessica Parker podcast together and ruin everyone's reputation.
You know, getting back to other ways Caan could have conned them into what he needed them to do.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like it could have been much more like Indecent Proposal where he like just approaches them at dinner and is like, I have an offer, you know, want to date your wife and thing.
What I like about this, I mean, it's got to be fixed, because, like, getting a straight flush is, like, one in, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of hands, and he's got a straight flush, but then James Caan has a better straight flush?
Mm-hmm. But they're screwing over Jerry Tarkanian, like, to do this.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I wish there was a little, all it needed is a moment to say that this was set up, even though it's, I mean, you're supposed to get the idea, but how could it... That's the other thing. Like, it's impossible. It makes it a comedy. Uh-oh. He's exasperated.
Yeah, he is.
Is
Crazy
that a grunt,
eyes.
Too? I think that was a grunt, too.
I'll give you a grunt. I'm also going to give myself credit for Cage stutters or hesitates, because there's some kind of, like... He went through all five stages of grief right there in, like, 8 seconds.
I agree with you that this may not be the most economic way to set off the plot, but I still like it. I just think it...
Because this is a 93-minute movie or whatever, and we've now been in this suite for 10 minutes, and, like, Sarah Jessica Parker's not here. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, back to Sarah Jessica Parker. So you said you find her attractive?
Yeah.
We're back on this topic. Okay.
I always have.
She seems really into Cage in this film, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. An attractive woman finds Cage irresistible.
Thank you. You dick. You're just fucking fishing.
Oh, but it's true.
Wait, so now, would you consider, like, the side of a pool something weird? Cage was standing on something weird then, wouldn't you say?
No, but that one wasn't a stretch.
That was very well done, bro. That was A+ bingo playing. Marksmanship.
Did James Caan, like, do stuff recently?
He was in The Yards in 2000.
He's an Elf.
Was that 2003?
Yeah.
Recently, though.
He's still alive,
he was in Henry's
right?
Crime
alive,
after yeah. Elf. Right?
What was Henry's Crime, like, 2008? 2010? 2012?
It's 2000 Keanu.
Oh, here's Sonny.
Very... I'm gonna say someone made a threat there.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna say too.
Where's little Bruno?
Later, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's not earlier. I can tell you that much.
What do you count as a GIF worthy scene?
I think when he like just something that you would like as a reaction GIF. I think when his meltdown after he saw the Straight to the Queen. I think you can cross that off.
Okay, so general meltdown.
All right, so I haven't seen anything he's done since That's My Boy, when he was Father McNally. Like, everything after that, I have no idea what any of this stuff is.
Collecting his paycheck.
Henry's Crime was 2010. I know him mostly from Misery after The Godfather, so...
So you were saying... Okay, for the gambling, I mean, we think it's rigged or we don't think it's rigged.
I think it's rigged. I just wish that it was more...
But it's not
honest.
Said, right? But, and that's
right.
Very
it's
rare
never
that
said,
would,
but it's supposed
you would
to,
get those two hands.
If you're an audience member watching this, you have to... get the idea that they're pulling one over on Cage
but
somehow.
Do you think there's some element of mysticism involved?
No.
In Wait till we
I
get
know
to the
what
chief.
You're doing.
Wait till we get to the
Wait,
chief.
How have you not seen James Caan in Undercover Grandpa as Grandpa with Jessica Walter?
What? I do remember him as the dad's voice in Cloudy
oh,
with a Chance of
Oh, the Good
Meatball.
Neighbor. I think, did I see The Good Neighbor? Or would I just like make fun of The Good Neighbor? Oh, no, I saw The Good Neighbor because Keira Gilchrist was in it, the kid from It Follows. I saw that.
Sarah Jessica Parker needs a towel.
Trying to find out. Yeah, no,
Cage. It's just his eyes. Oh, you get like the bottom boob. I never noticed that.
Who?
On her. I mean, in general, like that it can.
With a bikini top?
With a bikini top. I never. Yeah.
Cage. Exasperated. Looking a little bit like Vampire's Kiss right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Alva.
This reminds me of Snake Eyes. Oh, he's really going to get loud here. I love this.
So Cage freaks out.
Yes.
He's in this mode till the end of the movie now.
What?
The sick to my stomach mode.
Current or previous, we don't have to get into the details, but women you've dated, how would they react to this proposition?
I don't think anybody would react very well.
They would
this.
Never. Yeah, they would. I'd be left alone to like. Yeah, I'd lose a leg or so. You know, like there's no way anyone I've ever dated would go along with this.
That's what I mean, right? Like, of no course way. They'd react like that. But I don't know if there's anyone I dated who would like.
I don't
like,
think there's
right.
very many people who would be like, I'm okay with this.
Not okay, but she goes along with it.
Well,
is my
it's
point.
A movie.
Like, no, I get that, but I'm just.
I think you know
that's
what?
The kind of love I might want to find. Like,
check
I had
out
a straight
if,
flush.
If you want to see this really, for check out. Have you checked out Indecent Proposal? Because, like, when that happens in that movie, spoilers for Indecent Proposal...
You guys are missing
oh, I
tremendous
their relationship goes to shit.
These are great freakouts.
Like Unbeatable is not unbeatable, okay? I know that now. Okay. Wait, what about Indecent Proposal, though?
What about what?
Indecent Proposal, you're saying?
Oh, like, if you want to see, like, the way this would really play out, watch that movie, because their relationship doesn't survive the proposal.
True. Yes, I've seen it.
The little kids listening to her call. This shot reminds me of the movie The Wizard with Fred Savage but they go to Reno, not Vegas.
Isn't this interesting that they have, like, a part of the casino that's for kids?
When I was younger...
Can I count that red sports car? It's a sports car stimulation.
Yes. Yeah. my parents used to go to AC a lot when we were young, and they would sort of drop me, my brother, and the sister off at the arcade while they went and, like, walked around the casino and stuff. So back in the day, at least, there were arcades at casinos.
Singing.
Call back to Moonstruck.
You could say that those are dental instruments. If you need someone using
musical instrument.
I was going to count the Bruno Mars singing, but I guess I'll just do it now.
He's like a mini sports book. Look at this guy. He's not even hiding it. He's got like 4 phones in his dentist office with 3 TVs.
I mean, that's a dentist you want to go to. This is not good chances.
I like how he has his favorite deli
tacked
menu
to the wall.
Tacked there.
I like how they know him, like the connection.
Up, down, left, right. Yeah, well, he's like a bookie, so he would know, I guess, the reputation.
Oh, man.
Take it.
So what is he watching? He's watching baseball, boxing, and horse racing?
Yeah. And it looks like he's watching a boxing movie, not an actual boxing match.
Yeah. You don't cover boxing like that, I wish.
Musical instrument.
Why, that's the second Asian Elvis. I'm not complaining, I'm just...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a problem?
This reminds me now of the beginning
They ought to all be Asian Elvis.
The beginning of Next. Okay. You're a real soul, man.
Give it up. That's a great outfit he's wearing. I like the peach shirt that he's got on.
Yeah. Would you consider that peaches?
We could if you want.
Nah, it's not.
There is a moment in this where he picks up an apple and he kind of looks at it like, you're not a peach, and he throws it away. I think it's coming up when she says they're going to Hawaii together. James Caan's got a hell of a suit on.
He's a sharp guy. He's a sharp dresser. He's a...
We noticed last episode, or last movie that we watched, Moonstruck, his teeth not fixed. This movie, teeth fixed. So.
Wow.
Okay.
So in 87, 92.
Yeah. In that span. What are you going to say something about the ethnicity of this?
A black Elvis?
Elvis?
I always thought that they felt that Elvis stole his everything from them, so I'm surprised to see one.
Yeah, that is true. You don't often see that.
Oh, here they're talking about it here.
Okay, so we'll learn.
That seems like a lie.
These things happen.
Yeah, he's a lying bastard.
So I was saying thousands, but it's actually billion.
Wow.
You could even see it in his shirt. It's got, like, the fine detail. He's really pointing it out.
Really coming out on this Blu-ray.
Really, color's really popping.
And he's got a lapel pin, too. He's the second guy with, like a circle.
I think it's old school Vegas. Or is that not?
I don't know. Maybe. I wasn't in old school Vegas. I was in new school Vegas.
I think she's really good for this part, actually. Like, she has, like, a good uncomfortable
face. She's only a year younger than Cage. I just looked it up.
Really?
He looks probably about 5 years older than her.
She looks very young in this. Like, 20s young. Like, in her 20s. Late 20s,
but
maybe.
But she's 28 here.
Oh, okay. So
27. No, 27.
Okay.
Cage is 28. You know, like, this was 92.
He looks so much older than 28.
I know, like...
That's insane.
Like, he's younger than I am now, and it does not feel that way.
Yeah, so this is 92, and he was born in 64, so...
There we go.
Bruno.
Young little Bruno Mars.
Love it. Aw, he's so adorable.
Aw.
They did a thing on him on Sunday morning about a year ago, and they ran this clip.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
The gyrations... What an odd dance.
This little kid will one day play the Super Bowl halftime show.
He's awesome, too.
I wish he opened with that.
Just that video?
Yeah.
If he went out there in the blue suede suit and actually just sang Elvis songs?
I actually saw, I watched this video a couple weeks ago about the Prince halftime show, and they're talking about how good it was and about how, like, everybody goes out to the halftime show, like, to sell themselves and, like, sell their music, and, like, Prince is going out there, like, doing covers and just, like, just, like, dicking around and, like, in these, like, really high shoes that, like, on, like, this really rain-slicked stage and just dominating everything and just not, doesn't care about, like, what it means or whatever, just, like, playing.
Yeah, because he was there to put on a show. It wasn't, like...
Yeah, it wasn't ego. He was Prince, like... You know, he didn't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
But, like, Madonna sucked, right?
Madonna, I remember...
And she's a legend, but she still even, felt like
I remember
she
when Michael Jackson played the Super Bowl, and that didn't go over very well. Like, I don't know.
It's a very tough gig to do.
I remember the wardrobe malfunction so clearly. That was hilarious. Well, speaking of they that, were killing it, too.
Justin Timberlake is coming back this year.
Yeah, he's coming back since the first time since
but
the malfunction.
Janet will never be back.
I don't know about that. There's, like, rumors that she might...
I think she's retired, even. It's too bad, you know. She was a really good actress, too. She was only in, like, 3 or 4 movies, but...
She's only in 3 or 4 movies?
She was in, like, she was in Poetic Justice, I know. She was... Which was good with Tupac.
Yeah.
And then she was in Nutty Professor
Nutty
2.
Nutty Professor 2.
Which she's really good in. So she's been in a couple...
I mean, she acted as a kid, right?
Yeah, she was on, like, Different Strokes or something. She
Good
was
Times?
Willis's girlfriend on Different Strokes.
You're talking about Janet?
Yeah.
Janet, yeah.
One of Nico's favorites. Shout out to him again.
Control! Dun, dun. I used to unironically wear a Janet Jackson shirt when I was younger. That's great. Why is he still gambling?
I don't know. He said he almost put all his money on 20. Mm-hmm. He said 20 doesn't feel good, 19 feels good, and of course it ended on 20.
I love the idea that you know, retired boxers, just their gig is to walk around the floor and just greet people.
But it used to be. It used to
no,
be.
No, yeah. That, yeah that right? was a, that's like, a real thing.
It hasn't... I don't think they do... Like, I haven't seen that
no,
recently.
The,
but.
The last time I've seen that portrayed in a movie even was in Mars Attacks. I was in Vegas one time. There was a big fight going on, but I only saw, like, cardboard cutouts and stuff.
What a nightmare.
That's so good. Like, he says, you know, they're...
So blithe about all this. His hands.
Gift worthy again.
He'll overcome you.
He is at 11.
His flow, his body flow is so beautiful.
It's like a dance. That's how he sort
dancing.
Of.
Dancing. I'm kidding. No, I already had that.
Talks about himself too. It's like it's a dance. Like you gotta.
Like how he's.
The extremes are just so great.
Oh,
there
man.
It is. Here he goes. They're like, this isn't a peach.
I forgot about that. I mean, I remembered it when you said it, but before that, I forgot.
He's got such a great scream.
What's also crazy is that, like, she basically confirmed from James Caan that the game was fixed.
Uh-huh.
And she still...
Oh my god, calm down.
Us. Already it's us.
But, you know, I mean, I don't... I could see my girlfriend doing this.
You have Cage Runs? Cage Runs?
Oh, I do. Cage starts running. It's so funny we're getting Elvis songs, but they haven't been sung by Elvis yet.
Maybe they couldn't get the
rights. This is Billy Joel singing All Shook Up.
Hey, Mr. Straight Flush.
Hey, Artie Lang. He's just manic from now on. There's the Indian Elvis again. Oh, wow, I didn't realize how much they're in this. It's the first time I even noticed them.
Cage running again.
I wonder how many takes they're just like, all right, today we're just going to shoot you running down
the
hallway.
This is like the this is like the end of Valley Girl, right?
Oh, right, where they're in the limo together.
Shout out Undergraduate.
Wow.
See, I think his whole game is when, the more time you spend apart, the more you're going to realize how good you are for each other. That's his line.
Yeah, okay. Cause I, like I said, I've seen this movie a lot. I haven't seen it in like a year.
Yeah, me, as much as I love it and have seen it a lot, like, I can't remember everything that happens.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So, because I was like, why is she just, like, blind, like, okay, I'm with this guy now, but it's, like, it's part of the...
Well, she also got, like, she's also pissed at Cage, and she got a free trip to Hawaii out of it, so, like, you know, even if you're, like, a normal person, you're like, hey, you know.
Yeah, James Caan's definitely scheming, though.
It's a story.
He...
Unbeatable.
He has to pay for this suite now.
Another Billy Joel Elvis cover.
One's in a row.
Again, maybe they didn't get the rights to Elvis songs.
But they're still paying the estate of Elvis Presley for these songs.
Yeah, I think it's more so like we're doing a movie with lots of Elvis. Like, who can we get?
Oh, actually, yes.
For the soundtrack.
I have this soundtrack. I forgot about that.
Is it all Elvis covers?
It's all Elvis covers.
But it's all non-Elvis.
And it was a pop. It was a popular soundtrack at the time. I have the soundtrack on vinyl.
Were they recorded for this movie?
I'm not sure about that.
That's a good question. I would like to hear Elton John sing some Elvis.
That'd be cool.
Personally. See, Willie Nelson singing Blue Hawaii? Yeah, I have a feeling they were all recorded for this movie.
Yeah, because it's a good. That's a great marketing thing, you know?
And soundtracks were enormous in the 90s. Like,
huge.
That was such a selling point for marketing. I remember going to Tower, like, every week.
Oh, here's the beach. Bingo.
There you are. The biggest selling
last place
CD would be a soundtrack.
So I can you check the time? How far into this
it
movie?
It is 45 minutes.
45, 25.
Ooh, looks like there, look, that red Jeep reminds me of Jurassic Park.
Red sports car? Well, I didn't put that anyway.
It's a red sport utility vehicle.
That some people would call a car.
His little estate.
It's a place.
Nico.
Oh, Nico's his little his servant guy.
The plane, boss, the plane.
Is Bruno Mars is Hawaiian, right? He's from Hawaii, the island?
From Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the Rock?
Samoan,
okay.
But but he grew up in Hawaii, the Rock.
All right.
Part of his time.
You mean future president, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
What?
Future president, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, he's eligible then?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
American
Samoa. I forgot where he was born. I think he might have been born somewhere else, but... But I don't think he was born in Samoa.
That's a really gorgeous door. Like, holy shit.
That whole sort of side of the house is really cool.
Yeah.
I like the column and everything.
Very nice.
It's not as dated as I thought it would be.
He looks very non-confident here. Like, he doesn't, like... He's essentially one. He got her out to his house in Hawaii... He should be, like, in the catbird seat, and he still feels like, I feel like I didn't do it yet. You know what I mean?
Because he's a gentleman. He's not like, oh, the woman's here. I expect her to be with me now.
The implication?
Well,
implication.
I also feel
is that
like...
this podcast or is it the last one?
That was last one. So we got...
The implication? All right.
Double implication.
I also feel like,
from
you
It's
know,
Always Sunny.
If he feels like he's won or has the upper hand, he's going to let his guard down a little bit, you know, and, like,
but
try
just,
and get a little real.
But it was just
her.
Weird. He was like, you know, like... Like, sort of, like, shifting back and forth and hands in pockets and, like, I don't feel like... Like, he should be, like, look at this beautiful house. He's like, oh, you know, I rebuilt it, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it's, like, when he's, like, not a fourth quarter player, you know? He's close to closing this deal, and he's, like, getting a little nervous now because it's, like, it has to do with his dead wife. It's not...
Well, that's the other thing, too. He could be freaking out because his dead wife, the spinning image of his dead wife is walking in the living room.
That's bringing him back to maybe childhood when he courted his dead wife. I like the backstory here.
Or maybe when she died, like, those emotions are coming back and he's starting to, like, be more vulnerable.
You think there's a novelization of this?
Ooh. I don't know. See, it's not a part three, so I didn't look.
No, of course not.
So, I've only been looking to see if the part three's of a novel.
This guy also has a cameo in Friends, I remember now. He is Joey's dad.
He's Joey's dad?
Season one, yeah.
How you doing? His dad?
Yeah.
So is the joke that, like, this handsome Joey came from, like, this ugly, schlubby guy?
I don't know, because it was season one. I feel like they were still playing with things, but yes. But, oh, God, what an overreaction.
I do want to point out that this guy from the beginning of the movie got a photo of his girlfriend, of his homely girlfriend, with the old bag of Doritos, sitting next to Mike Tyson. So Cage says it's not real, but it's this, you know,
it's
his fears... His fears of her and Mike Tyson are making Cage fly out.
Yeah, because now he's in the situation that he's usually investigating. Someone with another stepping out.
Oh, here's Elvis.
Oh, cool. Favorite Elvis song, anybody?
Favorite Elvis song. I said it on
Return to Sender is pretty good.
Have you ever heard What is it? The Edge of... Let
me look it up. I like Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds is also great. When I drove cross country, I stayed at the Heartbreak Hotel for one night, and they have a TV channel, which is just Elvis movies on loop. But what it is just, I think it's just behind the front desk, they have somebody with a DVD player that they just put a DVD in and they play it. So, like, you know, I was watching and, you know, movie ended, then we just went to the DVD menu, then we went to, like, the DVD player menu, and then we went to the next DVD, and, you know, really, but it's great.
I heard this song, like, a year or two ago. I'd never heard it before. It's called The Edge of Reality by Elvis.
Is it in a movie?
It's in a movie, and...
What movie?
I'm not sure which movie.
Beautiful Vistas. This must have been a really fun movie to shoot.
It looks like Lost.
Live a Little, Love a Little.
Okay.
Is the movie it's in. It's called Edge of Reality, and it's from 1968, and it's just, it's crazy. Like, I've been listening to it when I try and write my Western, because it's got, like, this, like, feel to it. I don't know, it's so great. And I had only heard it recently, so it's like a newly discovered Elvis song for me.
Brian, did we tell you about our next podcast? This is going to sound like a joke. It's not a joke.
I don't think so.
Viva Pod Vegas. We're going to do all of Elvis's movies. There's about 30 of them.
Oh, one of my favorite parts.
Ice. Okay.
And so we're going to... Yeah, this is... There are sections of Kauai? So what we're going to do is if you want to be a guest on an episode, you're going to say yes or no, and then we're going to randomly assign you one, because everybody's going to vote for, like, Blue Hawaii or Jailhouse Rock or whatever, and so there's all these, like, random movies that nobody knows about, so... Little mini run, Viva Pod Vegas.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
It'll almost be in the vein of like what we did with Shia, except going in order.
They were both about 30. Yeah,
that's awesome. No, I really like that idea.
We have the art too. Hold on.
I would pick Fun in Acapulco.
Because I realized, as much as I love Elvis, I've only seen about 5 or 6 of his movies.
No, I mean,
I like all of his movies that I've seen too. So
that's awesome. Viva Pod Vegas. I do like that idea. When will this be out? Will
it
be out?
After Charlize.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Charlize is going to be done in about 6 months. No. Well, we'll be done recording Charlize in about... No, we'll be done recording Charlize in about 7 months. So this might, you know, maybe November, December starting.
Man, that's awesome. She is a knockout.
Okay. Like, anyone who compares or says she's equine or...
Right.
Equine.
And equine. What is that? I was reaching for the word there.
Just watch this movie.
Features. Yeah, she's...
Okay, it's a little weird that she's, like, younger than his kids, though. That's part you would think, it's starting to show some of the tears in this relationship.
Those are his kids?
Those are his kids. So he's a grandfather.
Oh, actually, I'm crossing off flashback, because he did a flashback to his wife.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, that counts. And that's kind of... It was a kind of mystical flashback.
No, it was not... Nope. All you need is a street magician in Las Vegas and you get it.
Oh, I wasn't even looking for that.
You know what they never show in movies about
Magicians
Vegas?
Are in Las Vegas, man.
Here's the one thing I noticed when I finally went... Oh, this is a great moment when he sees them on TV. But something I never noticed when I went to Vegas, you never see on movies of Vegas, the people handing out the cards.
The nudity cards?
The nude cards.
Yeah. Slap,
slap. Slap, slap, slap. Oh, man, that would have been such a great joke. So I once went with my brother and his friends, and one of his friends took, like, a whole stack and just started handing them out. Like, it was his job.
That's fun.
Mount Kilauea.
Volcano erupts. I do not have
it's almost,
that.
That's almost warlike in its intensity, right?
There we go. Look at that face. Man. Look, he's so good.
That's amazing. Oh, she's with the family. That's why it works so well.
Here we go.
What did it say on there? Damn it, it didn't say New Orleans, right?
Oh, I would have won again. I would have had another bingo if it said New Orleans.
This is one of the greatest scenes in Cage history.
This is airport jail. This is also a pre-roll thing about at the draft house. I think it's a Don't Talk PSA, maybe. No. It's not a I think it's about, like, buying gift cards or something. Like, why would you wait online?
So, well, I saw this in theaters. I was actually down at the shore, and then, you know, from time to time we'd go to Tom's River at the mall, and there's a big movie theater down there. And I remember being in the theater, watching this scene, and after it was over, the whole theater started clapping.
Really?
Yeah, just like they do in this scene. Because at the time, there was nothing more relatable than some asshole standing up the queue at the airport or somewhere, you know? Like, can't decide what they're going to order at McDonald's or whatever. So, like, the place went wild for
this
joke.
That's awesome. So you saw this in theaters?
Yeah.
Wow. You took your kids with you? Or?
I took my grandson.
Okay. Oh, the flip-outs in this film.
His energy, right?
Yeah.
His energy's really on point.
And back to magical Hawaii here. Hey, that cigar's not even lit, man. Come on.
It's for the look.
Maybe it was a maybe it was like a PG restriction or something, or a PG-13 restriction. I don't know.
Yeah, we got an F on this, not a PG movie.
What is with his neckerchief?
Yeah,
he's trying to channel his inner African queen.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, that's what this whole scene looks like.
Maybe that
was
the
intention.
Should
get out and start pushing. Isn't that what I only saw that movie once a while ago, but that's a great movie. Bogey and Hepburn. Ah, Bogey, this boat is a piece of junk. That's the only boat I have, she. Your fat brother's taking up space. And that's the African queen in one act.
Your Katharine Hepburn sort of sounds like the B-52s a little bit.
Well, I got me a Chrysler.
I mean, it's of a similar ilk.
She was in the original formation of the B-52, I believe.
That's his mom. You know
that? She was living on Channel Z.
Oh, my God. So, I'm like... like, I'm trying to read into your confidence thing. He seems very confident here now.
I think,
well,
yeah.
Because she's met the kids. They went to the volcano.
I guess that would do
it's been
it,
a
right?
big date. So now he's sort of professing his love and say, we belong together.
It's hard to gauge where she's at mentally, though. Because, like, this is a life that she could get used to. But, like, does she feel bad for abandoning Cage?
Right. Ultimately, she will come to her senses...
breaking that touch barrier. Uh-oh.
Like, we said a lot of people wouldn't go this far as she's gone.
She kisses him.
But once someone is in this position, it's really easy to say yes.
It's very hard to get out. Once you put yourself in the position, or get, I shouldn't say put yourself, because she did not put herself in this position. She was put in this position.
But he seems like a nice guy.
Well, that's the other thing.
Except for the one thing.
Once you're seduced, it's hard to get away from the seduction, you know? Like, it's easy to go along, I feel. It's harder to say no. But that's just, he's a predator, man. Like, that's all that kind of thing. Like, he's just got sway over her.
Do you think this is a misnomer, this film? Like, is it called Honeymoon in Vegas?
Well, I think it's honeymoon using it metaphorically or euphemistically. Well, and
the,
like,
of
I
course,
think that's the
but...
joke, is that it's they never get married, so the honeymoon...
Ah. So is he, I guess he's normally based in Hawaii.
It seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, that's where his family is.
He just...
it's probably, what, like a 7 or 8 hour flight from Hawaii to Vegas, so...
I can imagine, I'm not sure.
Because I think it's 6 from Hawaii to L.A., so just, you know...
yeah, just
an extra hour or
yeah.
two. If that...
oh, so he got... so Cage is on his way to Hawaii, they got the insight, they got to run interference.
She told him he was in Kauai. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, he also saw her on the news.
Yeah. Oh, duh.
You goddamn eating again. I forgot this guy was eating all the time. Was he eating in every scene? That was,
yep.
Oh, man.
No, it's always a sandwich, too.
It's always a sandwich.
It's
like
not
a
it's not a Brad Pitt as Rusty situation where he's eating nachos and all different things. It's always a sandwich.
But I wonder if Brad Pitt did go to the acting school of this guy.
Well, we found out why he did that. It was because
he didn't have time in between shots
to eat, so he just ate on camera, which is amazing.
They shot those so quick. Hey, speaking of the Ocean's movies, one of my favorite people in all those movies is James Caan's son, Scott Caan. He's hilarious.
And Casey Affleck?
He's all right.
No, but I mean the brothers.
Oh, yeah. They're twins, right? Are they again? They're supposed to be twins? Or just brothers?
Actually, just brothers.
I hope I win too, guys. I'm caught on some stuff.
Airplane? You got Airplane? Oh, you already had Airplane.
I got Airplane. I'm caught on Cage in Jail.
Oh, you'll get that.
I'm caught on Adaptation, which I'm not going to get. You never know. And I'm caught on Cage Shaves.
If I get New Orleans, I win again. If I get Cage in Jail, I win again. Mike, how many do you have total checked off, not including the middle one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9?
I have 14.
Wow.
Does Cage cry a lot on screen?
A fair amount.
Hmm. Yeah.
We're watching happy movies, though.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, they're both emotional movies, but they're, you know...
his outfits again. I like it where he wears his pants and stuff.
Just he's walking like he just was on like an 8-hour flight.
Oh my god.
Mahi.
Pat Morita, gonna bring up my mother again. When she was a travel agent, she worked the Colgate account, like in the city. And Pat Morita used to do Colgate commercials.
Oh.
And they let them all meet Pat Morita one day.
Now,
what a perk.
Pat Morita he was a huge comic back in the day.
The hip nip.
I was just going to say.
Use that slur because I don't feel that way.
It is a slur, but that's what he went by.
Air
and
quotes,
I was going to say
quotes,
that. Yeah. So he was very well known as that.
What is that a slur for? Is that
Japanese?
Yeah.
Okay.
From wartime, right?
Yeah, from wartime.
Nippon is Japan.
A region? Is it a region of Japan?
In Japanese, that's how you say Japan.
That's how you say Japan.
Oh,
Nippon. But it got like really bastardized, like badly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Isn't there that famous like band Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Cade Shaves. Anybody have Cade Shaves?
He shaved.
Oh, the
he's shaving.
Yes, bingo! Finally,
electric shaver in the back seat. Mike, check the time.
I didn't think we were gonna get that.
An hour and 10 seconds in.
Whew.
So we all win.
I got someone returns from another Cage film, Cage Shaves, The Free Space, Cage Freaks Out, and Singing.
Well, oh, actually, I use The Free Space here, too, so The Free Space, pivotal.
All right, we got a match
in our Honeymoon Vegas bingos.
I'm trying to see which Mets player is featured on this random-ass hut. Looks like Sid Fernandez. Ah, Sid Fernandez.
You could tell from that picture.
On the 86 Mets, native Hawaiian.
That's probably why. This is like a this is like a Jeffrey Tambor before Jeffrey Tambor was Jeffrey Tambor.
Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
I love his Les Miserables.
It's Peter Boyle, but I mean, it's Jeffrey Tambor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshit! Has Cage driven in this film? I've seen him get driven a lot.
No, I don't think he drove yet.
He does drive at one point, I believe.
I think so.
He's behind the steering wheel of life right now.
This is what's funny about this Pat Morita is like this is who Pat Morita was. Like this is how he sounded. Like he spoke perfect English. You know, I always thought he was Mr. Miyagi.
No.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like that is the role. Was he? I wonder. Part of me wonders if he was nominated for that part or something like that because it made people think that's how he actually was in real life.
Wasn't he like that in Happy Days, too?
No, he was Arnold in Happy Days. Like, he would come out and he'd be like, guys, what are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, yeah,
on?
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
He spoke
I'm
normal.
I'm trying to
chef.
Yeah, no. He came back as that, and then he did that for a while. You're
yeah,
right.
So... I love his expressions. He just reminds me of, like, an uncle or something like that.
He's a funny guy.
Has Peter Boyle spoken yet, or does he not speak?
Yeah, he just speaks in, like, weird sort of showbiz
things. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to see the last movie we saw?
It's true.
That was Moonstruck. Go check it out. 2 weeks ago, Cage Club Revisited, episode...
Technically the opera.
16, lovely. Maybe? But it's the theater.
Yep.
Yeah, the...
Now, is that because they're in Hawaii?
I'm guessing.
Almost certainly.
He doesn't seem like a native Hawaiian. Like, he doesn't...
I think he's playing one, though, because of the tan and the hair.
You think he is?
I think they've localed him up.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait, one of these guys has a line about Sarah Jessica Parker here. It's really funny. It's like, the new Mrs. Corman looks just like the old Mrs. Corman or something.
Do they have to have ponytails to work at this?
Most likely.
Place?
It was the 90s. You had to have a ponytail to do anything.
Oh, that's it. Striking resemblance.
So, did she die recently?
I don't think so. It's
so how would
not...
those people know her? They don't seem that young. I mean, they don't seem that old.
Good question. I feel like if she died recently, that his kids would be more freaked out about seeing someone who looks like their dead mom. The spinning
so
image.
Were those grandkids there? Yeah, right.
One was holding a baby.
Yeah, so that's not from the mother, obviously. So...
All the shirts here are amazing.
Yeah, the shirt game in this is on point.
I don't know, how did Hawaiian shirt even become a thing to the extent that it's that it is?
I can imagine Elvis popularized it.
Oh, I guess we'll find out when we do Elvis.
Yeah, we've not talked about Elvis outside of almost literally every case club we visited.
And he's out of there.
Yes.
Cage runs again. He runs a lot. Oh, here you go. Driving.
I guess we'll play the long game, too. Gets the most spots at the end.
Yeah, I'm at 14. How many are you at? Not including the middle one.
Where's Cage drives? I know I had it. I said it. Oh, here. Not including the middle space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 17.
Jesus. You're going for a blackout.
That's why I was pissed I didn't win.
Do you have the four corners?
No.
Oh, that's a good...
That's another way to play bingo.
I have New Orleans and Montage. Yeah, I don't corners. Think we're going to get a Montage. Adaptation we're not going to get.
Adaptation we're not going to get. Top Build we're not going to get. New Orleans we're not going to get.
Maybe get Magic again if we see a Magician.
War we're not going to get. Peach is probably not going to get. We
he's
could
not
get.
Die.
He could stand on something weird. He could go to jail. He could laugh maniacally. Billiards or bowling.
We didn't get billiards?
Mm-mm. Felt like we were probably, like, you know, in the neighborhood of billiards most of the time, but, you know.
Well, it's not really a casino game. It just...
Now here we go. Oh,
this is a great moment, too.
Yeah.
Two A's or AAA?
I feel like people who... Have you guys been to Hawaii, I guess I should ask.
I haven't. I want to go so bad, though.
0-3 Hawaii.
I like that... now she's in the colorful top. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we've had,
very floral.
You know, we've had every other guy wearing, like, a very floral, bright, colorful shirt, and now she's finally in the color palette of the film.
This is going to seem small, but what I like about the wide shot here is you see their sunglasses on the table, like as if they, like normal people, would just throw their stuff on the table. Like
yeah,
that.
That's cool.
And now here she goes with, he's pushing too hard. Like, I can understand, like, you could fall out of love with someone quickly, but I don't know, it's weird.
What?
You fall in love with someone as fast as you fall out of love.
You don't
with
believe
someone.
In love at first sight?
I don't believe in love at all. It's a
That's
social
true.
Construct.
So
actually, you know, to be absolutely honest, love is the...
Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Let's talk about love in the interstellar sense, in that it is the force of nature we can't see that binds us through time and space.
So I get to check off
so you
magic
do believe
and
mysticism.
Undecided.
No.
Some days I do, some days I don't.
That was a great... So wonderful to hear.
He has not drank alcohol yet, has he?
Yeah, they at the chief's house, they had like a
oh, they did
glass
yeah,
of
yeah,
JB
yep.
or something.
Oh, no, it was the very special whatever. He even questioned it.
Yeah.
He's not laughing maniacally, though, I don't think. Has he, or has he?
I don't think so.
I think he's been teetering on the brink of that
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the full-on laugh yet.
Almost a maniacal kind of thing, but...
If he played her father in a movie, I'd believe that, too.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Well, this is also sort of a De Niro Charlize shout-out from Men of Honor. I understand that we do a lot of podcasts and we talk about a lot of movies, but, like, the similarities between a lot of them are remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that we just talked about. Not that just released. When this comes out, we're probably going to be... No, we're actually...
Oh, man.
We're actually not that far... The one we recorded today is probably going to come out like about a month before this, the Men of Honor episode, so we're not too far off.
Wow.
So,
another lie.
What a filthy liar, James Caan. Don't kiss her forehead. Don't
see that. See, sometimes you're sympathetic with the James Caan character.
Oh,
then...
now you're saying let's just get married and get on with our lives.
But now he's a villain.
Yeah.
From as soon as he starts lying to her,
like don't lie. You know. It's just his game. He like his innocent
you know
game
what?
Didn't work anymore.
You would you say hypothetically that there's like a war between Cage and Khan over Sarah Jessica Parker?
See, you guys need to define like what war means. It's like does it have to be declared war? Like if you're watching a movie about the Vietnam War, is it like a police
I think it's
action
be
not
like
count?
Wind talkers.
Go on.
No.
Cross.
No.
I counted it.
You can't count war. If there's a conflict of something, there's a war.
Somewhere.
It's like a...
Well, isn't... What was that movie where Reese Witherspoon was... It was like, This is War or whatever?
This is War. But that's, I wouldn't even count plot. That as a war.
But that's the same plot.
I wouldn't even count that as a war.
Is that with Tom Hardy and Captain Kirk?
What's the one with, like, Michael Douglas?
Disclosure?
No. Like, is it Michael Douglas?
When Michael Douglas, when Demi Moore sexually assaults Michael Douglas.
No. Is that that one where he records it on the answering machine? Is
yeah,
that movie?
I think so. Yeah, and then it ends up in cyberspace. I don't know. I'm dying to see that movie, though, especially in light of recent allegations.
No, there's some movie where Michael Douglas gets raped by a woman. He keeps saying no.
Yeah, that's Disclosure.
That's Disclosure.
Yeah, and it's
and he had called and it was on an answering machine, so in court they play it, and like they, you know, he's like, I was saying no, and like it's all about like how, you know, it's emasculating, like there's no way that she could have raped him, but like they have the actual confession, like,
or right, is he gonna go to jail? Is he gonna go to jail?
Cajun jail, bing.
Not yet, he's in a police car, he could escape it.
He's not breaking out of prison. And if you're in prison, break out!
He only breaks out of one prison in any movie, and that's The Rock, after breaking into it.
He gets out of Amos and Andrew's prison.
Oh, yeah, he's released.
So are we counting that, then, as Cajun jail?
Not yet.
Okay, but...
It will be.
It will. We have to see it. I just won't get the rules.
Because if we get that, then I get another bingo.
That's fine. We're playing the long game now.
No, but you already won the long game. There's no way I'm going to get up to 17.
That's not true.
I don't think so. We'll see. She definitely seems younger than 28. He definitely seems, and then Cage definitely looks older than 28.
Yeah, she has a very, like, young look about her. Here.
She still looks good, though. Like, 15 years, 16 years later in divorce, like...
Oh, I haven't seen her new show, so I don't know, like, what's going on today, but...
James Caan looks like... Again, I haven't seen him recently, but I'm talking about Elf.
I saw him recently.
He's just an old man.
Yeah. He looks like a really old man now.
Gotcha.
He's just kind of there.
Because, I mean, he wasn't, like, super... Like, what, was he, like, 30 in The Godfather? So he's...
Yeah, he looked like this in movies for, like, 30 years.
Yeah, that's kind of my point.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he really did. He looked exactly like this for 30 years. And then, like, just in the last 5 or 6 years or so, like...
Jailhouse Rock, perfect.
Henry's Crime, like, he looks like just like an old person. It's.
Do you count jail as prison as the same? Just theoretically.
Yes.
He's incarcerated.
Right, incarcerated.
Bingo. There it is.
Oh, door closed.
Oh, there's
nudity. Oh, we got a butt.
A Hawaiian clink. This is the same guy, right? As before? Vito's in the chair.
Oh. There are, like, if we could do multiples, we might get up to, like, 50 each person.
Do you want two cards next time?
No. He's saying, like, if you get nudity again, you cross off nudity a second time.
Like, there's no way to keep track of that, but... This is a movie with a lot of...
Do we have Cage Makes a Phone Call as one?
I think we had it down for the new ones that we didn't print up yet. Right? Cage on the
Phone. Why print the new ones? Oh, Cage on the Phone. I just didn't add it. Okay. Because Cage on the Phone is one we're going to add that I just
Oh, that's another thing, Brian. If there's anything you think we should add to the card...
I suggested one earlier.
What, Wacky Shirt?
Yeah, Wacky Shirt.
I have Wacky Wardrobe
Wacky
on here.
Wardrobe, yeah.
Cool.
But I think we've since added stuff like nudity wasn't on the original cards,
gotcha.
And then we're watching Valley Girl, and we're like, wait a minute. There's tons of nudity in like all of his movies. Like, maybe not tons, but like a lot of, like, you
we'll
know...
A fair amount.
What's that? Leaving Las Vegas? There's nudity, you know. Elizabeth.
How many Las Vegas films does he have?
Oh,
probably about 6 or 8.
A lot.
Six to eight?
Wow. Con Air ends up in Vegas.
Next.
Oh my god, I forgot
about
that.
Next starts in Vegas. There's this.
I mean, he's basically got three... His movies take place in, like, three places.
New Orleans.
Vegas and New York. Like, that's pretty much...
So, you guys know this more than me. He does have, like, a Elvis
infatuation.
Right?
Yeah. Although in The Rock, he's a Beatlemaniac.
Oh, yeah.
But I think his number one thing in real life is, like, comics, because, you know, he named his son Kal-El.
And he had Action Comics
he
number one.
He had Action Comics number one, Spider-Man. He, like, had a huge comic book
collection. He loved Superman and Elvis, just like my dad. And he and my dad are one day off of a birthday, but my dad's, like, 13 years older than him.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
When is his birthday?
Cage's birthday is January 7th, 1964.
It just came up.
Day after Elvis.
Yeah. I mean, when we're recording
this.
Day before Elvis, sorry. Not 1964, obviously, but...
Yeah, Elvis was like 36 or something like that?
Yeah, Elvis died before I was born, and I'm an old fuck, so...
Yeah, you're 60 years old, as we established. cool.
I was hoping she would say New Orleans.
No, but he does have to fly. We got into like a thing about what state he actually ends up in.
I got to get to the states. Or something. Sir, we are a state.
Oh, that's right. The mainland.
Cage is suicidal.
Las Vegas.
Is this Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah, I guess this is an Elvis song.
Yeah, Devil in Disguise. The original.
We're back in Vegas, Brian, so look for your magician.
I'm looking for my magician.
I like her pineapple dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where'd you come from?
Shirt. He's wearing like a diner print.
Yeah. So, he wants to get a place.
He's moving super fast.
In Westchester and Connecticut.
Well, he already proposed to her, basically.
Yeah, he's
in Las Vegas to get married.
Well, that was a cool transition.
Yeah, there's some wipes in this.
Yeah.
You know, even...
Shalhoub, is that her... Okay, how much... If only that they were a couple, Shalhoub and that guy, and that was like a whole B story?
I could see that.
It might be. You know, even if she gets... Say they get married, right? Like, this isn't going to last.
No.
I'm not sure what his, like, endgame is.
It's the... His whole thing is he's trying to... he wants his ex-wife back.
I mean, how do you know it's not going to last?
Because she's regretful this whole time.
And he only wants her based on her looks. Like,
I think he thinks... I think
her.
Guys like this think, like, when she's in the comfortable lifestyle with the money and the... That
or
kind
you,
of stuff.
You mean, like, sexual predators and creeps and things like that? Like,
or older men who like younger women?
But
like,
you could go... you don't... This guy just lied from Jump Street. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay if you're an older man trying to get a younger woman.
I just realized they know a guy named...
They know Frankie Carga, but they know people everywhere. They're like, who...
But... San Jose, California.
Yep. There's a 12:35 flight, I guess. I mean, that seems like a weird, like a 70-minute flight to leave at like after midnight. Like,
what is this? Attention, Pakistani and Malaysian Elvises on the loudspeaker. I've missed it the whole.
That could be a cool thing.
That's why you put the subtitles on.
Yep.
I mean, if I were him, and this is the days of, like, the internet, I would look up... You're in San Jose. You're not too far from, like, Oakland or San Francisco.
Like we had back then, though.
Huh?
Nowadays, you mean.
No. If it was me there. I'm searching the other flights in the area. Even if I'm in there, I'm just driving to another local airport.
Where maybe
yes.
Yeah.
But then again, he thinks that there's a weather disruption.
She's in her white wedding gown.
That was her wedding gown?
I mean, it could be.
No, but technically it could be.
She wears white a lot in this film.
Yeah.
Well, she's pure.
Well, she wears a white and a black... She wears the white bikini and the black bikini.
She's the only one who hasn't done anything wrong.
This is awesome.
I was trying to hit you a ride. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like when they were promoting the film. Like,
yeah.
The iconic like commercial moment.
Now, this guy reminds me of an actor, but it's not him, but...
Are any of these Elvises famous?
What chapter is this again?
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker having second thoughts or vocalizing her second thoughts. Vocalizing her regrets, her...
So, okay.
He listens to her.
I always thought that guy was Warren Oates, whom I love and like other stuff. From
Who's
like
Warren Oates?
Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. If you ever seen that movie, he's the courier. That's fucking amazing. He's a great actor, and
Bring
I thought that was him,
Alfredo
but it's
Garcia.
Not him.
Oh. Is it? It's a nobody?
I don't know if it's a somebody, but I think these are the actual flying Elvises. I'm not sure if they're actors.
What's my cape size?
Oh, I forgot my second. My second bingo was Cage in Jail. So
yeah, I got one of that too.
He's so adorable in this moment.
Are you sure that's not a famous actor?
I'm not positive. I just know it's not Warren Oates. Who plays Roy Bacon?
Saying all the wrong things.
Yeah, that's like, it reminds me of Dark Knight, let her go. Poor choice of words.
Trying to see if there's anything else.
Honeymoon in Vegas, I'm going to find.
You guys are both looking it up.
Who finds it first? Dual, good old-fashioned
Western. Oh my God! Do you know who the Asian Elvis was in the room there? It's a guy who plays Wu from, look, Eddie Wong from Deadwood.
Huh.
Is that... was
skinny.
That, yeah, skinnier. But yeah.
What would this guy be listed
now as? He's bribing her with money to get married.
Yeah, that's not good.
He had a name, we just missed it.
Who? It's Roy Bacon.
Roy Bacon.
Wow, it's low on this list. Unless they just have him as Elvis impersonator.
Bruno Mars is way down there too, though. Black Elvis, Oriental Elvis, okay. Elvis impersonator.
Now stop. James Caan, you're getting creepy. The whole time you weren't.
Hey, Siri. Who played Roy Bacon in Honeymoon in Vegas? Thanks.
That's hilarious.
Well, she did. I did say Hollywood. She said she heard Hollywood in Vegas.
So he's a little scary here.
Oh, Burton Gilliman, Roy Bacon, Elvis impersonator. He was in Blazing Saddles, Back to the Future 3, Paper Moon, Fletch. So I've seen and heard him before, but I don't recognize. Yeah. I probably know him from Blazing Saddles and Back to the Future 3 the most. He was probably just someone in the saloon in Back to the Future.
So, he became a villain to me, you know, at certain points. But this is the first time I, like, actually fear him. Like, I'm afraid of...
Oh, look at him grabbing her face.
Woman is attacked?
Sure.
I got that in the beginning when he's saying to Cage... You owe me $35,000 or whatever. You don't fuck with me, mister.
But I thought he might have been... I mean, okay, I've seen this movie before, so I know. But, like, he could have been just, like, playing it up to Cage to get the girl. Now he's, like, even...
Now he's threatening
scary
her.
To her. So you're, like, rooting for Cage.
What's kind of remarkable is there's only 12 minutes left in this movie or something.
And he just made his evil turn, yeah. And I love the look on his face. Like, this is the real him. Like, I intimidate people to get what I want. That's what I do.
And I get what I want.
Yeah. And I want my dead ex-wife.
I want my scalps.
Artie Lang gonna eat? I want my scalps. Oh, so here's a funny thing about that. You know Brad Pitt's name is Aldo Rain in that? Well, my friend Aldo, really close friend Aldo, married a girl named Rain.
Huh.
So together they are Aldo and Rain.
Wow.
Love it.
I emailed him that and he thought it was awesome. I was like, I'm glad you think that's awesome and not, like, ridiculously stupid or anything.
They should have a Bastards-themed wedding. Oh, that is a great face.
They got married in Jamaica.
That is a great... Ugh.
He's so happy, man. I would love... Oh, should we get Elvis jumpsuits for when we record our Elvis podcast? Like, I would love to have an Elvis jumpsuit. I don't know when I'd wear it. I'd just sit around watching Elvis movies in it.
Maybe.
This is like every movie when someone has a parachute on, they never get a straight answer as to how to pull the chute.
No.
Ever.
Although he's getting a pretty straight answer here.
But then the other guy messes with him, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
In general, it's never just a one line answer, here's what you do.
That's the second time they've used the word coffin in this movie. I think Sarah Jessica Parker said something about, like, we'll, like, stay in something about our coffins.
I have a theory that has to do with the script could have used an extra rewrite or something. In Jurassic Park 3, there's a lucky backpack and a lucky hat. And it's like, you can't have two lucky articles of clothing in one movie, you know? I feel like that's a rewrite miss.
Unless it's played more as, like, a joke. Like, well, this guy has a million lucky things.
No, it's not, because, like... It's weird, because even in Jurassic Park 2, a girl has a lucky backpack, and in the third one, a guy has a lucky backpack, and then suddenly Dr. Grant's hat is his lucky hat.
And it's so not, some a, punch, kind of it's not weird... a punchline.
No, it's not a punchline. Well, it's like a callback. Tune in a few months to hear that episode of Third Time's Charm, Jurassic Park 3.
Does James kind of red
hair? Season 1?
Season 1.
Season 1, cool. Who was on that one?
Tobin and Kara.
Cool.
There we go.
Cage is the only one He stands out so much because he's not wearing glasses. He doesn't have the hair. Doesn't have the pompadour.
And I'm glad they didn't give him that stuff.
There's another guy there who looks familiar.
That he
looks like Elvis.
Out.
Yeah, that's it. No.
Imagine if one of these guys is actually Elvis.
Yeah, the Elvis.
Back from the dead.
Well, I mean, just he never died, so
went back to his home.
Or like John Lennon, he came back from the dead because he was bored.
Yeah, I got bored of being dead, so I came back. Still talk to Yoko? Not so much.
Got the hat.
So, quick trivia: Chief Orman was based on Marlon Brando, who the director worked on The Freshman with.
The Freshman's a great movie. That's Matthew Broderick, who is married to
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hey. That's the movie with the Komodo dragon.
Yes, it's very Godfather heavy. There's Bruno Kirby. There's a great scene in that where there's a picture of Mussolini up in like their gentleman's club, and he's like, "Is that Mussolini?" And he's just like, "Yeah, you know, Mussolini, the Beatles, same thing." He's like, "Mussolini and the Beatles, the same thing." Okay. That's a killer tie.
Flying Elvises have entered Las Vegas airspace.
There's something up with his tie.
No trivia for this, by the way. Sorry.
There's a lot of there is not.
There's not almost any. It says one of the flying Elvises is not lit up when jumping. Nicolas Cage played alongside James Caan's son Scott. Tongue twister. James Caan's son Scott in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh yeah.
Betsy. Nicolas Cage would later marry Elvis's daughter.
That's right.
Lisa Marie Presley.
And if you want to hear a little bit about that, you can listen to our interview with Marco.
Marco
was at
Kieris.
That wedding.
Yep.
Which
there's
my favorite.
That's the one that wasn't lit up.
My favorite thing about that wedding is how they had to like park somewhere and get like shuttled by golf cart like to the actual event because it was like super secret.
You know what I love is that they had. They actually had like a helicopter shot filming that, but they also, and this is from the ground, but they had a shot of like them falling, like there's somebody, maybe one of the Elvises
this.
Or maybe somebody or whatever.
Maybe it was the one that wasn't lit.
Oh.
Look at her in the Bally's dancer outfit.
She's in full.
Is she escaping as a showgirl?
It's her disguised. Like, it's kind of cool how they both end up
now,
in the sky.
Now he's getting screwed with.
Yeah, exactly. How nerve wracking. Oh my god.
I like that they're such assholes that, like, you know, if he does it wrong, he dies. Like,
that's just a little.
And Cage dies would have been one of the things.
Parachute of humor, you know. I heard that crocodile farms are the same thing. You want to get in there and wrestle alligator?
Here they come.
I don't think this could happen today, could it? Because there'd be so many like security risks.
I mean, maybe not today, maybe like a few years ago, but possibly they still. I feel like they still stage stuff like this.
That's a cool camera. That's a cool, really, really cool camera shot of like, him just like staring out, frightened. Betsy.
That's so
Betsy,
great.
Betsy.
How it's just like on a black backdrop with a smoke machine, but I totally buy it.
Yeah.
Like that? That's this, great.
Yeah. You can see the wire.
You can see the wire.
I know, but it's also his parachute, so.
Oh my god.
Roy Bacon.
Only one to go. You know who that sounds like?
Yellow, red, pow!
Is that the announcer?
For what?
From
Saturday
SNL?
Night Live? Yeah, Saturday Night. That's what I was thinking.
What's his name again?
I don't remember his name.
Don Pardo.
Don Pardo.
Musical guest. Little Elvis with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it sounds just like.
They should have been Michael Buffer. He's way more. When I think of Vegas.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, your flying Elvises. Elvis? Elvi? Elvises? Which
Elvi.
Can we, Karen, which is it? Is it Elvis or Elvi, Karen? Right, Karen. Make sure I know before I get on the mic.
Oh,
Karen.
God. This is.
Can't say that the Middle Eastern Elvises.
I know. They are all over this.
The Elvises are very diverse in this film. You have to say that.
And that's what I love about Elvis, is that he comes in every shape and size, every color of the rainbow.
Every form, every type of matter.
Jack Singer!
Did not realize that was his name until just now.
I didn't know last name was Singer.
That we could have put that as singing.
Don Pardo.
It is a little strange that he didn't sing to her at all, and his name is Singer.
Yeah, oh.
It's just sometimes names are so on the mark, and other times I'm just diving for meaning.
For a first time, it's a great landing.
Oh, he's lucky he didn't break his leg. Like, non-tandem, first time.
Honeymoon in Vegas, Don Pardo, announcer, uncredited.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha, Don Pardo. This is the best. He gives up so easily.
At least he's there in love.
But he could still fight.
No, but no, I mean, I think it's believable to me because
this
it's
is
like
a really cool camera angle. This is like a slow mo Michael Bay, like the,
yes,
the spin around.
The whirly bird cam, I call it, because usually that happens when they're looking up at a chopper.
And I love how like dreamy this is, and like, unless it's Bernie Mac in the parking lot selling a car,
yeah, selling
in Transformers. But like, I love how like it's like smoky and dreamy, and like they're bright and he's lit up, and like it's all colorful.
I can't believe we didn't see a single magician. Or I just missed it.
Son of a bitch jumped out of a plane.
He's like, that's how I won my first wife over. Like, I think can't compete with that.
I think there's some elements of that where he's like, I can't top that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think he's thinking, you know what, this is probably for the best. I couldn't keep up with this.
Like, yeah.
I'm just going to go home to Hawaii, be a grandpa.
This is the most romantic gesture of all time. Oh, there's an Elvis impression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live if I couldn't have you, baby.
That's great.
He's telling Artie Lang to take a hike?
You know, last movie we talked about... No, sorry. I'm getting so many things confused today. When we talked about Men of Honor, we talked about Michael Rapaport, Go See True Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Go See True Romance again because he talks to... Because Clarence talks to Elvis in the bathroom. Val Kilmer
Elvis. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah. Mm. Always liked you. Always liked you, Clarence. And played by an uncredited Val Kilmer. I think we say that. So... I've actually been to a wedding in Vegas.
Oh, you have?
I have a shirt that says, I watched a couple get married by Elvis, even though they weren't technically married by an Elvis. It was at an Elvis chapel.
Yeah, these people aren't married by Elvis, but it's at an Elvis chapel. Oh, nice.
But
yeah.
I was a...
Active credits.
I was a witness. My sister-in-law's wedding.
Oh, wow.
Which was funny. So we fly out there for my brother's and his fiance's bachelor and bachelorette party, and then while we're out there, her sister got married...
Was that planned?
No, it's great. He's credited as Johnny Sandwich.
That's
Johnny
awesome.
Lands is Johnny Sandwich. I saw that in the credits, but yeah.
That makes sense. So I want to count. Let's see. Who won the long game?
We had a look. We got Ernie Shavers as himself, but coming up shortly, credited as Bruno Hernandez, Little Elvis.
Bruno Hernandez
right there. Black Elvis, Oriental Elvis.
Oh, wow. Oriental. We don't hear
we don't like
too
that.
Much. No,
you know,
that's, I don't feel good about that.
It
was 1992. It was a different time. I have
helicopter
9,
pilot
12,
Al Cirillo. No,
16.
There were four pilots 16. On this show, and none of them were Al Cirillo.
5, 6, 7.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Not including free space.
18.
Wow.
18, 16, 13.
Yeah. So I won first, but came in last as far as quantity.
And I came in last, but.
But first,
I'm all shook up.
Do you think there's a post credits here? Or?
You never know. Could be a little like message
as well.
It could be like
maybe it's a cartoon.
It could be like at the end of Jingle All the Way, where she's like, "Well, honey, what'd you get me for Christmas?" She's like,
Is that at the end of Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
after the credits. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I never seen that in its entirety.
Appropriate. You're wearing your Vikings.
Yes.
Thing. Today, and that movie takes place in Minnesota, I believe. Jingle
Does it?
All the Way. Yeah, because they go to the Mall of America.
Oh, that's when I turned it off.
Makes a comic heap of Donner Blitzen.
I turned it off after he gets led to the Santa Factory.
Santa Factory's a great scene, though. But I saw that movie, and then I saw Doug Benson do a Benson movie interruption of it in Austin, actually on my birthday. And they were joking about like how great would it be if there was like a post credit scene, and they were like, "Oh my god."
That's funny.
I should listen to. I love Doug Benson. I used to watch Doug Gets High all the time, but I don't listen to his podcast for some reason.
Getting Doug with High.
I listened to one episode where Oh, it was like a clusterfuck on stage where...
they're not all good. I stopped listening to it.
No, but like the director and one of the actors were on, and they, Anne Heche was on.
Oh, the catfight episode.
Yeah, the catfight episode.
The worst episode that they've ever recorded.
That's the only one I've heard.
That's kind of great. I think you should probably just leave it there. I saw a Douglas Movies in New York where it was John Hamm, Paul Rudd, Morgan Spurlock, Mike Birbiglia, and John Mulaney.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay. That was back before I really knew who John Mulaney was. And
before you watched Mad Men, too, right?
Yeah, but I still knew John Hamm.
No, but you didn't know Mad Men.
Right. It was during the Mad Men run. This was probably 4 years ago. By fall 2013, spring 2014.
We're into the soundtrack portion now.
Performed by Clarence Giddens.
Peter Boyle has a song in this? Oh
yeah, because he sang the...
There's two.
Because Peter Boyle singing, because they're show tunes, so they have to get the rights for him to be able to sing a certain amount of it.
Skywalker Sound did this, you can tell.
Did ILM do the effects?
All the lightsabers.
No, but this was around the time THX was like... building a name for itself, really.
Let's see these thank yous.
Like, THX isn't even that old of a company. Same with ILM goes back to the original Star Warses, but...
Soundtrack available on Epic Soundtrack.
Epic Soundtracks, yeah. With an X.
That's where I got confused. Yeah, I saw the X there, and I was like...
So the characters and the innocence...
Oh, so... Do you anyone know the history of why they put that at the end of every movie?
Tell us.
Probably somebody got sued.
Tell us very fast.
I think it has something to do with Rasputin or something like that.
What?
Like, yeah, it's a weird story.
So is that magic and mysticism?
Yeah,
how does Rasputin not mysticism?
All right, so no post-credit sequence. We will see you next time on a episode. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know who it's going to be with. But another Cage Club Revisited coming at you in 2 weeks. Bye.